be a part of this net, a part of this community of people who call themselves hams. I have to explain that every time I make mention to folks that, well, I go to the trouble anyway to explain what a ham is in this context. Some people already know, believe it or not. I've had that happen a couple of times. But mostly, they want to know, well, what do you do? You have a big picnic and have hams? Yeah, well, just all kinds of things. You've heard it too, I'm sure. But it's something we can share with other people. And as we learned this past year, it's something that is a great service that we can offer. Communications is a great service when the world turns upside down, as it did up in North Carolina in particular. And so, without recounting all of that major effort to rescue sanity from a horrible situation that Helene brought us when she rolled through, I was never so proud of the people in this hobby as I was when I heard folks make every effort they could to alleviate the suffering and to ensure that people could be heard from and their needs responded to. They're very important. So we're a part of that as well. Anyhow, I've had my say. I am just so tickled to be a part of this group. Thank you for being a part, Gary, for all that you've done over the years. And because of my connection to this, I am so pleased to have talked to Wendy recently. And you and I have talked about this very thing, too. And it's just great that you pulled it off. Thank you. Thank you. I'll turn it back to you. This is KK4JBQ. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. 7-3.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. This is a one time a year that we need to try to get in touch with friends and family that we haven't talked to in a good long while. It's always good to reminisce and to catch up and this sort of thing. And as we get older, you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I'm still kicking. That's the main thing, I guess, as far as I'm concerned. But we have a good time. And if you don't do anything else, just stay active. And if you stay active, that's going to keep you young. At least it does me, I feel like. And I have a good time at it. But I do appreciate you with us a little bit this evening on a Christmas Eve. And you and Miss Donna have a wonderful day tomorrow. And again, tell Miss Donna I said congratulations on her, we'll call it an appointment. I think you called it a tap on the shoulder or something, but we'll call it an appointment to her new position as well as her old one as the handbell director. That's a big responsibility, and I know she can handle it. In the meantime, Larry, you take care, young man, and hopefully we'll do this again next year, maybe. I'd love to do that if we're still around and kicking. And the net has been a big part of my life for the last 21 years, and I've really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun, made a lot of friends, and I'm just thankful for it all. But thanks for being with us, Larry, and we'll say 73 to you for now there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Just anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up this evening, so I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll finish closing the net out. folks, had a really enjoyable net. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp and let him know what you got for Christmas. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.